Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's that show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program, and I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Each episode we turn our gaze to an intriguing figure, a story or an idea that we think deserves just that little bit more attention. Today we talk to Bruce Mao, a thinker, graphic designer and the co-founder of the Massive Change Network in Chicago. His recent title, Bruce Mao MC24, is published by Fiden and reflects a design philosophy developed over the past three decades, covering graphics, architecture, design-led thinking, and leadership. Here, Mao contemplates the importance of optimism and care as guiding principles in the design process.
When we think about the role of optimism in design, for me, it's really central to the way that we think and work. Our principal responsibility as designers is to start with optimism, but not just Pollyanna. It's not that we think everything's going to be okay.
Miss Goody Two-Shoes is going to find something about Sunday to be glad about.
Oh, lay off her, Angie.
Oh, stop it.
If you knew how to play the game, then you could find something to be glad about, too. But you don't.
It is fact-based optimism. In other words, we look at the data and we look for opportunity. You know, I like to say that we don't have the luxury of cynicism. You know, cynicism is for other people. As a designer, you have the responsibility to find solutions. So you just don't have the luxury of saying everything's going to be bad. It's not part of our culture. You know, I went to college to study art. I quite accidentally became a designer. I didn't really know what that meant, but I loved putting images and words together, you know, images and ideas. It was, you know, just magical to me. And it turns out that's graphic design. I became a designer. And I've, you know, really had the most extraordinary adventure and mind-blowing life as a consequence. Partly that kind of emergence planted a seed of optimism, although I also think that I was kind of always that way. You know, I always thought that way. I think one of the great tragedies in our culture over the last few decades has been the conflation of critical and negative, which really pushes it to cynicism. We've somehow given negative kind of seriousness and positive a kind of simple-minded frivolity. If you look at critically, it's neutral. In other words, to be critical, I have to be neutral. I can't come to the problem with a position. I have to look at it with a new perspective, with a fresh look. And that's what design is really designed to do. Right? We look at things where other people see, you know, blockages and problems. We look at them as opportunities. And that criticality is not negative. Really, you have to start from neutral. When in fact, positive is the most powerful critique we can give. The best critique I can do is to blow the old way away with a new way of thinking and working. If I can really take that old way off the table by introducing a new way of thinking, that's the most powerful critique I can do. Our purpose is not just data. Our purpose is impact. When you focus on impact, what you really focus on is caring. If you think about it, what is the common denominator in all the design practices? It's caring. We care about the individual citizen or user. And when you care about that citizen, you, by extension, have to care about their community, because you can't have a thriving individual in a toxic community. And then, by extension, you have to care about their ecology, because you can't have a thriving community in a toxic ecology. And so, in the process, we really contextualize our impact not only for the citizen but for the community and for the ecology, and really define what we call life-centered design. It's really a method of design that puts life at the center, not humans. You know, that changes our literary paradigms to a paradigm that is humans with life together for the future. 15 years ago, I did a project called Massive Change. And that project really was like jet fuel for optimism. It started from an understanding that there's a very negative kind of mood floating around at the time, that people were quite cynical about what was happening in the world, and that they were certain that we were not succeeding. And I saw it quite differently. I saw that there was a kind of collective commitment to solving the problems that in some cases had vexed us since the beginning of time. I mean, we met the people who took smallpox off the face of the earth. And smallpox killed 500 million people last century. Not in the 16th, you know, like recently. I mean, last century, 20th century, it killed 500 million people. And it is no longer. We found those people through our project Massive Change. And we met, you know, a few hundred of the world's greatest innovators solving the world's toughest problems. And it was such a kind of mainline injection of optimism. It was like, wow. You know, every day that we met these folks, they were just extraordinary. And you realize, wow, this is what we're really committed to. And, you know, it started from a concept that we read from Arnold Toynbee. And Toynbee said that, you know, the 20th century will not be remembered in the long sweep of world history as the century of technology and innovation or violence and conflict. He said this in 1957. Having lived through the worst killing in human history, the Second World War, where 70 million people were killed. And he said, no, it's not going to be about violence or technology. It's going to be remembered as an era in which we dared to imagine the welfare of the entire human race as a practical objective. And when I read that, I thought, wow, that's the biggest idea I've ever heard. That's what design is about. We design exactly for that purpose. Most designers wouldn't use that kind of grand language. We're doing our piece of it. You know, we're taking our small piece and moving it forward. But collectively, that is exactly what we're doing.
That was Bruce Mau there speaking to this show's producer, Mate Lee Evans. His book, Bruce Mau MC24, is published by Fiden and is available to purchase now at all self-respecting bookshops. That's all for this week, but if you're eager for a few more design-minded stories, then do listen to our full-length programme airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Meanwhile, you should of course take out a subscription to Monocle magazine so you don't miss an issue. Today's show was produced and edited by the ever-patient Mate Lee Evans. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.